Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Elizabeth Warren is trying to leave the New Hampshire primary behind her as she heads to Nevada for next week's caucuses. Warren's defeat in New Hampshire still perplexes some people. WBUR's Fred Tice tries to make sense of why she lost in such a critical state.
Last November, Elizabeth Warren seemed to be the candidate to beat in New Hampshire. She was leading in the polls there. Andy Smith is the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. He says early on, Warren was seen as the more electable version of Bernie Sanders, a progressive also acceptable to the moderate wing of the Democratic Party.
But that seemed to wear off, and I think it really started in the fall when she made some missteps during and after a debate on her positions on health care. And once she got kind of off her stride from that, she never really recovered.
Warren began to slide in the polls and was not helped by her third-place finish in Iowa. But there was a moment this week when it seemed possible that she could have a respectable finish and at least pick up some delegates. It was Monday, the night before the primary. 800 people packed South Church in Portsmouth and some overflow space to hear Warren. Many were still undecided. They did not know whether they should vote for Warren, the candidate they liked best, or one they thought their independent and Republican friends could get behind. Allison O'Malley came to the church from Rye Beach.
I have two choices, Amy and Elizabeth.
That was also the choice for Renee Jeffroy from Rye. But by Monday night, she was leaning towards Klobuchar. Her top priority was voting for someone she thought could win.
I have friends that have said that if we put up somebody like that's too liberal, like either certainly Bernie, but sometimes even Warren, that they won't vote for them because they're independents or some of them are former Republicans that don't want to vote for Trump again. So because of that, I feel like I want somebody that's going to be in the middle that can bring the whole country together.
For months, Katie Payne had been trying to decide between Buttigieg and Warren. She said she came from Durham to hear Warren that night in order to make up her mind.
I love her ideas. I love her passion. I love the fact that she's a woman. I'm concerned about Elizabeth because she's perceived as too liberal or too out there or too preachy.
Exit polls don't reveal why Warren voters chose other candidates. But they do show Buttigieg won with people who make $100,000 a year or more, a group that was expected to support Warren. He also won people who opposed changing to a single government health plan, and perhaps most important, voters who want a candidate who can beat President Trump. Meanwhile, Klobuchar, not Warren, won college graduates, a group Warren was expected to do well with. Exit polls also show half the voters said they made their choice in the last few days, and that seems to have benefited Buttigieg and Klobuchar most. By Tuesday, as people were leaving the polls, it was clear two things were happening. First, the University of New Hampshire's Andy Smith says Sanders supporters were sticking with him.
Elizabeth Warren, I believe, suffered from being Bernie light in a time when the electorate in New Hampshire wanted the full strength Bernie.
The voters most worried about getting their friends and neighbors to vote against Trump chose Buttigieg and Klobuchar. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.